So I got a text message Monday evening. I was on Ducey's show last night, Free For All.
How'd that go?
It was fine. It was fun. Yeah. He brought Clarice Tinsley on as a special guest, and I got to hug her. So that was great. Nice. Great, great. But I got a text message Monday evening, pretty late Monday evening, about the passing of Leon Simon. And on Ducey's show last night, we did a couple of minutes on the passing of Leon Simon because I did work with him at KLIF and went to his barbershop. Well, we talked about that, and I mentioned you, Norm, because you guys were partners for about 6 or 7 months or something like that on KLIF. Yeah. So this is how I heard how Leon got on KLIF, is that he called into your show a ton.
Regularly.
And it was so good that they said, okay, why keep that on the phone? Let's just bring him in and see how that goes. And it went very well.
Leon had this wonderful gravelly voice, and he'd call in, and he had wonderful street smarts. He had incredible street cred.
You knew exactly who you were talking to after one word. His voice was that significant and that recognizable, and he told it like it was about every subject you put out there. He didn't mince words. He didn't beat around the bush. If he didn't like an opinion or he didn't like a situation about anything, he would let you know right then and there. He was a great, great dude.
He was a great dude. And if you'll give me just a bit of a latitude, I jotted notes on Leon over the last day or so. The last time I saw him when he wasn't in the hospital was in mid-August. And Leon was still in a weakened condition with an illness that was eating away at his body. He was still Leon. We sat in his house for maybe an hour and 15 minutes, and then Leon had to rest. And Leon could still hold court. He could still hold court, Donovan.
Biggest voice in the room every time he stepped in the room.
But here was this robust man, still robust for this hour and 15 minutes or so. You know, people know a little bit about Leon. They know he was a sports talk show host. They know he was a barber before that. He was a husband and father. He was a military man. After he left radio, he went and got a degree in seminary. People don't know that much about him. He was a mentor to a lot of people. He was a coach for years of tiny human football, the Redbird Raiders and teams like that. And he did. He called in regularly on KLIF, and then finally, Dan Bennett broached the subject of, hey, what about this guy as a regular? And to my knowledge, I could be wrong here, but to my knowledge, that was the first full-time black sports talk show host in this city. And he had incredible street smarts. Incredible street smarts. He grew up in the 40s and 50s, back before all the movements we now have for black people. He grew up in that age. He experienced that age. And Donovan, I want to say this properly. As a black sports talk show host and the first regular one, people on both sides, white and black, expected him to take certain positions. Boy, were they wrong. They expected the, quote, black perspective. Boy, were they wrong. I honestly mean this. On subjects, it didn't matter to Leon. Within 5 minutes, you were there, Donnie. You heard him. Within 5 minutes, he would call Michael Irvin and Jerry Jones a fool on the air. And he was very basic in his thinking. Very basic. Very basic in his approach to his thinking. I remember Leon talking about how on this particular evening the Cowboys appeared to be, shall we say, coddling some players. Coddling is not something Leon agreed with. You knew Leon.
Oh, yeah.
He was not a coddler at all. And I remember Leon using the phrase, you know, if you let your 12-year-old get away with something, and your 7-year-old is watching, know that in 5 years, that 7-year-old is going to grow up and try to get away with the same thing. And he was a fierce critic of Jerry Jones as the Cowboys sort of slid in the middle 90s or the later 90s. And the phrase I always remember, you remember too, was about the Cowboys and trying to succeed with Jerry as the owner and general manager. How do you expect a plane to fly straight when there's a monkey in the cockpit?
I love the fact that you had, and the barbershop is real huge in the community growing up, and you talk and you hear a lot of things that go on in the shop, and it was really cool to hear that over the radio, over the airwaves, when you thought that, man, sports talk radio was kind of, it had a formula, and you wouldn't hear just the things that you were talking about in the shop on the radio in your car at your house. And he brought that element to the airwaves early on, man. It was really, really cool to see one of us on the air talking like we would talk about sports. And it was on the radio when you think you didn't have a presence like that. So that was really cool to see. When I got my head shaved, it was at Leon's shop. Nice look at Keyston, Westmoreland, and it was on TV. It was on Fox 4. The morning show wanted to do a feature on Leon at his barbershop, and I was the test dummy. I was the Cuba Gooding Jr. in the chair and Coming to America. As the reporter is just shaving lines and mazes in my head while they're talking sports, and then you saw the aftermath, but then he cleaned me up afterwards. So I went to his shop on a regular basis. And he was just the nicest guy, man, to sit around and talk to. He had an opinion about everything, and he was going to let you know exactly how he felt without mincing any words about it. And that was cool to get to know.
I got to see Leon in the hospital 3 times, I believe. And what is striking and striking for all of us at times like this, regardless of ages, is when you see a person like this and you remember how robust and opinionated Leon was, to see him so much smaller. But I don't want this to be sad, and I truly mean this. I don't want this to be sad. I'm going to miss my friend, but you know what? I'm in a giant group of human beings,
right,
who will miss Leon, who will miss the coach and the mentor and the elder at the church and the husband and the father and the barber and the talk show host and the father confessor. All those people are going to miss Leon. But there's a confidence that you walk away from this situation having. And I talked to Essie yesterday, and it's the knowledge of where Leon is now.
Mm-hmm.
Leon knew who he was, and he knew where he was going. I know that's a phrase you hear a lot at this time. You hear that phrase, gone to a better place. That is the truth. That's the truth. From where he was here, in the last months of his life, he truly has gone to a better place. Leon knew his Savior. And to the very end, he and his family were confident in that. He has gone to a better place. And this place, where we all still are, is not quite as good as it was when Leon was with us.
From the pastor to my church to the guy deep in the hood, they all know the name and they remember him and his phrases and his sports talk and his laugh and everything. And he will truly, truly be missed.